This is Wells Tech, a show that explores the intersection of technology and ministry. Wells Tech is a part of the Streams Media Network, sponsored by Wells, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. Your show hosts are Martin Spriggs and Sally Draper. Join the conversation at wellstech.wells.net.
Hi everyone, my name is Sally Draper and I'm happy to welcome you to Wells Tech episode 350. Kind of a milestone episode, and a milestone for a lot of different reasons actually. Obviously 350, that's a lovely round number. We celebrated Wells Tech episode 300 last summer at Synod Convention in New Ulm, Minnesota. And here we are already 50 more episodes down the road, Wells Tech 350 for Tuesday, July 15th, 2014. And I say we because normally I'm joined by Martin Spriggs, Wells Chief Technology Officer. But Martin and his lovely wife are off exploring the country this week, taking a much needed vacation. So I'm manning the hosting chair all by myself today, and I'd love to have you join me by interacting using the Google Hangout Q&A tool that's available. So if you're watching the live podcast, you can ask questions or provide comments using that Q&A tool. Please do, and I'd be happy to talk with you that way. Otherwise, you just got me, folks, and I said it was a milestone episode, a milestone because it's number 350. It's also number 350 marks the end of our first 100 video podcast. So longtime Wells Techers will remember that this podcast started as an audio-only show, you know, kind of the voice for radio as opposed to video. And somewhere along the line, around episode 250, my podcasting partner decided it would be a good idea to switch to a video podcast. So we've done that for 100 shows now, and we're starting our next 100, I suppose, with episode 350. It's hard to believe already 100 shows under our belt using video. That started back in August of 2012, so a good 2 years of video podcasting that we've done in the 6.5 year history of Wells Tech. And then one more reason that this is a milestone show. Not my first show to moderate alone, but my first show to be responsible actually for the whole shebang, I call it. So Martin is normally the audio video guy, and I'm so thankful that he does that. It's a challenging job to do all the post-production components and get the files uploaded in all the correct places, and that's going to be my job today for the first time ever. So you guys wish me luck. When the podcast is over, the real fun begins as I try to create audio files and upload to a variety of locations to support all the different feeds we have of the Wells Tech podcast. If you aren't watching me live, then hopefully you're watching via one of those feeds. And if you visit our show notes website at wellstech.wells.net, you'll have links to all those different ways to watch the show. You can watch it right there on the site. You can find us in iTunes, on Stitcher Radio. You can find us on the wells.net website and in the Wells mobile app. So whatever your pleasure, please do join us and also contribute to the Wells Tech community. We'd love to hear from you. Today, the topic is circling back to our summer series, which is the Wells Tech Wiki migration. For those of you watching the video, I'll do a quick screen share and show you our brand new Wells Tech Wiki. You can get there at wellstechwiki.gapps.wells.net. We decided to use a Google site and share it collaboratively to move our Wells Tech Wiki to this new platform. And there's a button near the top that says Request an Account. So if you're interested in collaborating with us and making the Wells Tech Wiki even better and even more up to date, please do use the Request an Account button, fill out the form, and we'll get you added to the sharing privileges so that you can make edits on the site as well. We're working our way through the main categories listed in the left sidebar menu, and we have thus far this summer covered Bible, church, and communication. Today's the very first time we're going to dive into the infrastructure category. This is kind of all the nuts and bolts of technology, and probably a little bit of irony here that I got this job alone because I'm not a super hardware knowledgeable person. But I'll do my best to walk through the contents that's here. And of course, if you have more things to contribute, like I said, please do request an account and join us on the wiki and add to it. It's going to take us a few weeks to work through this section. We have audio and kind of some support type categories here under hardware. Then next week we'll tackle the video, and then we'll move on to networking and streaming. So lots of great content here in the infrastructure category. I guess maybe we just named it that so you could hear me say infrastructure, because it's a little challenging. But you gotta love it. All right, so like I said, we're gonna dive into hardware today, and the first thing under hardware is a whole section on audio. Before I get started kind of looking at the content that's here, I need to do a quick shout out to a friend, Jimmy Hollop, who has done a huge amount of work to bring this content up to speed. He's a member at Crosswalk Lutheran in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and he's really into sound and video equipment, and he's put a huge investment on these pages, which we moved over from the existing wiki. So thanks immensely, Jimmy, and hopefully more and more people will make use of it and contribute as well. In audio, there's a section on assisted listening systems, and this is kind of the hearing loop that you perhaps have heard of, and there's information about that, about high-frequency FM wireless systems and IR wireless systems. So include some links at the bottom and also comments from other Wells congregations, Wells members who have different types of hearing loops and audio assistance devices in their congregations. And some great links there for you to check out if you're looking for resources to implement this type of system in your church. Also under audio, we moved over a page about microphones. And the main thing that's here is actually a document that was shared. And you can read through it yourself, but it addresses the fact that the Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, has kind of reorganized the frequencies that can be used for things like wireless microphones, the typical wireless microphone systems that may be used in churches. And older systems may be illegally using the wrong spectrum. And again, I'm not into all this megahertz stuff very deeply, but this document will kind of walk you through the challenges there and give you some things to check with your wireless microphone system to make sure it's compliant with the current FCC legalities that are out there. Finally, in the audio category, there's a page about mixers, and right now just a link to kind of some help documents related to mixers. So if you have a particular mixer that you make use of in your congregation and you'd like to share that information, please do add it here on the mixers page. We also want to take a look with the content that we moved over under share your setup. And this is where different people across the Wells Tech audience shared what kind of equipment they've purchased for their congregations and schools, what kind of mixer boards, microphones, computers, software, all that, the complete setup for doing the things that they do in their congregation. There's even links to places to buy cabling and different speaker systems and things like that. So if you have information you want to share, something that's working well in your congregation or school for audio, please do add it to this page. Otherwise, just take advantage of the fact that there's some great descriptions here and ideas for you on how to set up yours. There's a training and tutorial section that specifically focuses on what's termed LSR, or live sound reinforcement. And again, this is a page that Jimmy worked really hard on to bring you up to speed on all kinds of things. He talks about different church sound training resources that are available online, everything from wrapping cables to textbooks that are out there, discussion forums that are available, manuals and things that you can make use of to learn more about the equipment that you're manning, especially in a, you know, like a mixer board, multi-channel audio situation. That's under training and tutorials. And then lastly, I just want to touch on the fact that there's a page in this section called troubleshooting. And troubleshooting is basically directing you to different online forums that are available that you could ask audio questions and get answers from experts in that field. So if you know of any or have had experience with other forums or other methods for troubleshooting audio issues, I know that can be really frustrating at times, and perhaps the online forums can be a benefit to you if you're working through audio issues. So that's what I have for you in terms of the wiki migration. And next week, we're going to continue in that same hardware section, but the focus is going to be on video equipment. So there's pages there related to all different types of video hardware, monitors, projectors, video camera techniques, image magnification, all kinds of hardware things around video. So if you're interested in different camera setups and managing cameras and things like that, all those topics are going to be on next week's show. So be sure to tune in then, and make sure you do request an account and add to our wiki, because it's just as good as all of you guys sharing your knowledge. We certainly don't know all the ins and outs of the topics that are on the wiki. We depend on you guys to contribute and be part of that conversation. So, all right, time to move on. In the next segment that we typically address on the Wells Tech Podcast, at least in our abbreviated summer shows, is the tip of the week. And I do have a tip for you. It's actually a web page that I want to point you to. And this is kind of geared toward, excuse me, toward schools that are using Google Apps for Education. Came across a page from the website Apps Users Group, and it's called Eric's Big List of Google Resources. And I wrote somewhere that it seemed like I was a kid at Christmas as I started diving into all the different links that are available on this page. Let me just show you a few. He has a document called The Paperless Classroom with Google Docs, and he walks through and discusses, you know, how to share a document as a link, how to create folders, how to use forms to turn in assignments, how to use revision history, and on and on. And he has this really thorough and accurate documentation of all these different functionalities that you might want to do with your Google Docs. And you know, I said it's for classrooms, but it can be for organizations as well. I know MLC, for instance, is using Google Docs in a lot of ways outside the classroom to share information and that kind of thing. I think other organizations might do the same, churches, or parasynodical organizations. So great documentation there. Here's one shared in the spreadsheet category, and it's actually a game where you can play Battleship, but he doesn't call it Battleship, he calls it Battle Sheets. And it's interactive. The two players can be on different tabs and kind of map out where their boats are going to be and drop bombs and see if you hit or miss. And it'll tell you whether you've done that. So looks like a fun, interactive way to play Battleship and, you know, gain some grid reading knowledge, probably some math skills involved there. All right, here's an example document called Google Sites for Schools. And he walks all the way through all the different ways that you can use Google Sites. He has a lot of example sites and schools that are using it for their school websites. So another great document. And then finally, here's one more example, a slideshow, a presentation, web apps and extensions for schools. You may just want to read through this presentation. He's got all kinds of apps that you can use, productivity apps. He's got reading apps. He's got communication apps. reference apps, and the list goes on and on. And if you weren't impressed enough with that, there's also a whole list of extensions that you can make use of in your browser. So all of this comes from this Eric's big list of Google resources, and I just barely scratched the surface with what I shared with you there. But do check it out. If you use Google at all, even if it's not for school purposes, it might make your church office more efficient or whatever is the case. That's my tip of the week, to check that out. My pick of the week is actually geared toward webmasters. And this is maybe catching up a little bit on last week's show, because last week you guys talked about webmaster resources on the wiki, and I wasn't here for that conversation. So here's a couple of webmaster related picks catching up. The first one is a Google Chrome extension. It's called Palette for Chrome. And what this does is it creates a color palette from any image on the screen. So once you've installed the extension, you can right-click on any image on your screen, and you'll have Palette for Chrome in your right-click menu. And it gives you the option, create a 16-color palette, 24-color, or 32-color palette, or even a custom one. So when you do that, it shows the image, and then it picks up colors from that image and gives you the RGB and the hexadecimal codes so that you can use those colors. So imagine this might be your church logo or whatever it is, and you want to design components of a web page to match with that, or some type of overlay on your image to match components of the image itself. So a handy little extension. Again, it's called Chrome Palette, and I'll have a link in the show notes to that. But as if that wasn't enough, webmasters take heart, because I've probably talked about the Lipsum site in the past. Lipsum is something that I use to get filler text. So if I'm designing a website, I want to see what it looks like with text on it. I can come here and say, oh, I need, you know, whatever it is, perhaps I need three paragraphs of text. And I generate this lorem ipsum text. You guys have probably all seen this. It's pretty much garbly goop Latin, I think. And you can just screen copy that, you know, drag across it, right click and copy, and paste it into your web page so that you have some filler text to see how your web design is going to look with text in all the different spots. Well, this week I came across an alternate version of lorem ipsum. It's actually called bacon ipsum. Imagine that. It's designed around using bacon. You can get all meat or meat and filler. You can decide on the number of paragraphs, just like on lorem ipsum, and then you click the button that says give me the bacon. When you do that, you get bacon ipsum text. Here's pork frankfurter, ham, beef rump, T-bone turkey prosciutto. Okay, and so again, you could just copy this bacon text and paste it right into your web page and have filler text with a bacon flavor. Now, in my family, bacon kind of rules, so this was a big hit with my guys. And there's other little tools that are a part of this website. For instance, this first link after the home link in the top bar says bacon mockup. And it takes you to a page where you can get images to fill image spots in your design. Just all the images are of bacon. The way it works is you use the URL baconmockup.com, and then you put slash and your image size. So if you need a 400 by 250 sized image, you just put that in the URL, and it generates a picture of meat for you to use as a filler image on your website as you're designing it. What fun with bacon. Imagine that. So you guys are so lucky that you tuned in today. I can only imagine how thrilled you are. All right. So those are my picks of the week. Two with webmasters in mind. First, Chrome Palette, so you can come up with a color palette for whatever image you're trying to match. And then Bacon Ipsum, so you can get some good old bacon to pre-fill your web pages and see how they look baconized. All right, guys, enough of that silliness. I'm going to move on then to community feedback. We don't have a whole lot to share, but my friend Pastor Rob Gunther up at Grace in Kenai, Alaska, came through with a couple of cool picks that I do want to share with you this week. Starting with, let me just share my screen for those that are watching. This website is called minything.com. Instead of anything, it's minything with an M. And it allows you to turn any iOS device into a free monitoring camera. So you set up this iOS device and then you monitor it from another device that you take with you. So you can leave a camera running on a room to watch the room from somewhere else. Pastor Gunther commented that perhaps, just look at his note. I know he had a great comment. He said, perhaps an inexpensive home or church school security system. So I'm sure if you read further on the MiniThing website, you'd have other ideas for using it as well. But yeah, closed circuit for your front door of your school if you aren't located right there and seeing who's knocking on the door. Whatever it may be, MiniThing might do the trick for you. So check it out. Another link from Pastor Gunther was to give away a free ebook from our friends at Logos. So those of you that have Logos software maybe, or even the free Logos mobile device, may want to grab this ebook. It's The Righteousness of Faith According to Luther. So very good opportunity to get a free book from Logos. So check that out. All right, I did pin, or maybe I didn't. I should have checked Pinterest. I did a Digo link to one blog post that I want to share with you. It's called 8 Unique Places to Find Quality Free Photos. And of these 8 on this list, I was only aware of one of them. So I get really excited when I find new places to find free photos. These places, Unsplash is one, Little Visuals, many of them are just individuals who are just giving away their images, either public domain or with Creative Commons licensing, you know, asking for attribution or whatever, but are just taking some really stunning images. This one, New Old Stock, it's called, is finding really cool images from public archives and repurposing them and republishing them on that site. So, Dotspin is one, Death to the Stock Photo, on and on, all kinds of goods. Pixabay, I think we've talked about before. That's the one I was familiar with. And even though they said there was 8, I think he added a couple of more after the fact. So there might be more like 10 free image sites that were brand new to me. So check it out and enjoy all the free imagery that's available to you on the web. All right, that's what I have for community feedback. This show has just flown by. My apologies if you tuned in and were hoping for something a little bit longer, but we'll be back again next week, as I said, talking about the Wells Tech Wiki migration, specifically about video equipment, and we'd love to have you join us then and actually join the conversation. Give us an email, a voicemail, whatever it may be. Share something on Pinterest. Give us a shout out on Facebook or Twitter or Google+. We'd love to include your comments, your links, your ideas on the Wells Tech podcast. Our new tradition on Wells Tech has been to end our blog post each week with a video link. We're kind of curating some video lists on YouTube, so you can reference those playlists if you're trying to find good videos of Wells musicians or instructional videos or videos to use in presentations or whatever it may be. We've got several playlists going. And we're actually, I'm going to share with you today one that's appropriate for a presentation or teaching situation. It's got a little bit of an evangelism flair to it. Let's see if I can share my screen and I'll just play a little. You won't hear the audio, but you can actually go to the show notes page and watch the entire video and get the link. It's called A Fishy Tale, and I'll just skip over. It's kind of written like a folk tale. So you can see the words along the bottom and kind of the black and white silhouette type imagery. It reminded me almost of Wanda Gog, who's from New Ulm, of all places. But the purpose of the story is to represent the ideas of evangelism And so if you're perhaps presenting on evangelism or doing an evangelism workshop or whatever it may be, watch this video, tuck it away in your tool belt, and you may want to pull it out to use as a conversation starter in those kind of situations. So we'll have a link, like I said, in the show notes. Be sure to check that out at wellstech.wells.net. And I thank you very much for watching today, and look forward to talking to you again next week. Episode 351 will be coming up on July 22nd. So join me then. Blessings on your day.